Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, I'm still trying to puzzle out this story that Josh was talking about off the air regarding sunglasses and how you got away with theft.
No.
How did this happen?
What did you do?
Tell everybody what you did.
So my girlfriend was looking at some sunglasses online, and she was like, I really like these, and I was like, well, those are pretty expensive, so think about it for a little bit, and if you really like them in a few days, then let's get them. And so the other day we were near Park Meadows Mall, and she was like, hey, I really want these sunglasses still. So we looked around the stores that they have there, and she found the ones that she liked. And that store specifically was having a buy one, get one half off, okay?
Ooh.
And so I was like, hey, you know what? We're looking around. I kind of fell victim to putting some sunglasses on my face and really liking them too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, you know what? I'll just do you a solid. I'll buy these, and then you can get the ones you like for 50% off. She was like, yeah, absolutely. It sounds great. And so we did it. I bought them, whatever. She loves them. They look so good on her. I love the way she looks in them. So they look so good on her. I'm so happy she was able to get them. But a few hours later, I was like, I'm not feeling these. And I kind of had buyer's remorse a little bit. Mine were pretty expensive too. And I was like, whatever. So I went by myself after we were done hanging out back to said store, and I just returned mine. So she got hers, the 50% off, and I kept mine, and they return my money fully to me.
And you got the full price back.
Full price back, because that's what I paid for them.
Yeah.
That is sneaky AF, and I love it.
It
was fantastic.
It is, but I'm like, how are they doing that?
Well,
wouldn't they refund you up to the other half of her sunglasses,
I would
think?
Well, he paid full price for
his. I paid full
for mine. Yeah. But then she got hers half off because of the deal.
And I get what you're saying, but regardless, the lady that helped me was no older than 22. So
she had no idea what she was doing.
Zero clue.
She probably gave you extra money.
I got paid more to give them back. She was like, do you want it on the MasterCard?
Yeah. I went ahead and put an extra 25 back on your card.
I owe you a stocking fee, apparently.
I'm sorry they didn't fit your face.
It worked out perfectly for me because, hey, girlfriend still got the 50% off. And
yeah,
she looks so good in them. So.
And you probably slept with her this weekend, too. So congratulations.
That had nothing to do with the story.
It's time for a Mix 100 sports report.
Wow, big news coming out of D-Town this weekend. Were we the only ones not at the Savannah Bananas game?
It felt like it, huh?
Man, I tried to get tickets, and then I was looking at numerous Instagrammy pages of people in the media, specifically radio people. It's like every radio person I knew was at this stupid game this weekend.
That first night, though, they had a 2.5-hour delay. You would have been so out.
I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we didn't get invited. So anyway, on Saturday night, Kristen Bell suddenly emerged from the crowd at the game and started singing for the first time in forever. You know, if the rain didn't kick me out, that would have kicked me out.
Well, was this a really random pop-up, right?
Yeah.
Like, who's here?
One of the Bananas players, Derek something or other, joined her for a musical theater mashup involving Wicked and Dirty Dancing, and they did attempt the famous Dirty Dancing lift.
Oh, they did it. They
did they?
It. Yeah, it was
We should
great.
Do that with you later, Katie.
Okay.
Might need both of us, Josh.
That wasn't me that made that comment.
We should probably get a couple other people too. Maybe about four of us.
You know, you should wear your back brace. I'm just saying.
You know what? Honestly, give us about 6 months and then we'll try it. We got to go lift.
Just got forklift certified.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
we'll get a forklift in here.
Too far, Josh. It's too far.
Okay, sorry.
I had the time of my life. Oh, my back. We're not even joking. Wait until we tell you about the ice cream that Katie shoved into bread this weekend.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
You're not opening your cot.
No, I'm not. Oh, I know.
Here's a little taste from the game.
You're the one thing
I can't get enough.
So I tell you something.
Oh, God.
This could be love because
she's not a very good singer. She's not good.
It's the truth.
Oh, God. I would have been halfway to my car.
She's a certified Disney princess.
Yeah.
Good
for her. Yeah.
It's great.
She gets to do that in the studio with multiple takes.
Yeah.
It was fine. It's fine. Whatever. I would have been so to my car, though. All right. The final thing I have for you, this is kind of neat. Dick's Sporting Goods has a large concept store in Colorado that's opened up. It's called the House of Sport in Lark Ridge in Thornton. It's 100,000 square feet. And they say it's not designed like a normal sporting goods store. It includes interactive experiences. A couple examples, they got a giant climbing wall in there so you can chill, you know, test out your ropes. There's a TrackMan golf simulator to allow you to try some equipment, you know, before you buy it. I don't know. There might be a basketball court in there and a swimming pool. Nobody knows. Anyway, they say it's a shift in retail where physical stores are trying to give people a reason to leave the couch and not order things on the couch and get into the store and buy the same product in the store, which I think is kind of a neat idea.
Absolutely.
It gets you out in the world, in the public, touching stuff before you buy it.
And clearly retailers saw that that was an issue, that people are just buying things online. So this is a way that they can kind of combat that. So
guilty,
smart, right?
Smart. Yeah. All right. What else you got, Josh?
Well, the Broncos, they did play a game over the weekend as well. And I think it's time to already crown them Super Bowl champions.
Oh, really?
Like, it was an unbelievable game. They outgained the Atlanta Falcons 359 total yards to just 192. Jarrett Stidham looked unbelievable. I was like, where was that in the AFC Championship? He went 9 for 15, 131 total yards and a touchdown. Sam Ellinger, the other backup for the Broncos, crushed it as well. Two interceptions, Riley Moss as well as Jahdae Barron.
Oh, Jahdae Barron was there?
97-yard touchdown return, Jeremy.
Could you repeat all these names?
Pick six, Jahdae Barron, Joseph Munchak. Come on.
All right, what else you got?
The Broncos just look like they're picking up where they left off last year. I understand we have that bad taste in our mouth from the AFC Championship, but with Bo Nix at the helm.
That was from Kristen Bell singing.
Oh, she sings the next game.
But you're saying we should get excited about the Broncos team.
I forgot it was on.
Yes.
Oh, you didn't watch it? We really should. They are looking really good. You have a lot to look forward to this season.
It's blowing up.
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, it's time for the hype, all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance. Get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen. Find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to milehighappliance.com. All right, did we figure out how to say your last name? Hayden.
Panettiere. I
think it's Panettiere.
Yeah.
I've heard it about 9 different ways this morning. Hayden Panettiere is the last one I heard.
Ooh,
so,
I don't know.
Sadly, she passed away yesterday, only 36 years old. No word yet on the cause of her death. They say that she did travel to LA from somewhere in the South on Saturday. Police had responded to an incident involving Hayden.
Oh, no.
And they're actively investigating her death. Friends say that she's been complaining of back pain over the past year. She's had a lot of struggles. She wrote a memoir called This Is Me, A Reckoning, where she talked about her personal struggles, including massive amounts of depression, addiction, domestic abuse, and then the death of her brother about 3 years ago. So, man, poor girl had a lot of weight on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Man, I just loved
again, no
her.
Word yet, but you kind of think, you know, signs are pointing towards maybe suicide.
Well, and you don't like, that's the thing is,
you don't know.
I know she struggled with, like you said, addiction and
postpartum.
You know, and a lot of it, I mean, she just had so many things that she was dealing with. And I mean, what a absolute just gem, though. I mean, she knew, she sang, she acted. I mean, from a very young age, mm-hmm. she just showed us all the talents that she has. So it's like Josh and I were talking about how it was shocking that we thought she was older because she's been around for so long.
Yeah, you know? 36.
So, I mean, so we thought that she would be older, but man.
She was in Heroes, A Bug's Life, Nashville, some of the Scream movies.
Right. She was Dodge. Yeah. She was the little princess in a book. Oh my
goodness. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking.
Some wild celebrity news this morning. Here's a weird transition. Nate Bargatze has shattered the Guinness World Record for the most tickets sold on a stand-up comedy tour. It's his Big Dumb Eyes World Tour. Just over 2 million tickets were sold.
Jeez.
Broke 84 venue records and is the highest grossing stand-up comic. He earned about $78 million last year.
Wow.
He's also developing a Tennessee theme park called Nateland.
Good for him.
I love this guy. I like his podcast. I love his stand-up because it's incredibly relatable to me. I mean, because it's a dad my age. And it just, there's multiple moments of that stand-up tour. I just LOL.
It's one of the best shows I ever went to. I mean, it was 2 hours, 90 minutes of my cheeks hurting from laughing so hard.
Which cheeks?
Smiling ones.
Well. All right, here's an even weirder segue. I guess I'm going to do this. There's a website called lovehoney.com, and they put out a list of the top 10 best states for swingers.
Ooh. Oh.
They analyzed data across 9 factors tied to indicators of an active swinger's lifestyle. Now, the problem is the story that I have in front of me didn't give me the 9 factors tied to the indicators of an active swinging lifestyle.
You think it'd be like first thing.
So I went to the website here at work. It won't let me go to lovehoney.com. And right before we went on the air, I hopped on my phone and searched top 10 best states for swingers at lovehoney.com. And it pulled up the link and I didn't have time to find the 9 factors, and I just want to publicly tell my wife that this was for the show. If you happen to hop on my phone later and you see I was at lovehoney.com looking at swinger lifestyles, it was for the show. For the show. Florida ranked the best state, so if you're looking to get you some swinger action,
it really
they had
is blocked.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You can't get to it here at work. They don't want you doing that at work.
Yeah, apparently not.
Anyway, they want you to head down to Florida. Colorado landed like smack dab in the middle of all 50 states.
Yeah.
The top 10 were Florida, Texas, Georgia, Nevada, Tennessee. Those are your top 5.
I knew it.
And then Colorado's kind of in the middle. So if anyone is a swinger and you want to let us know what the top 9 factors are for the best swinger's lifestyle, I'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
303-691-1649. What you got, Katie?
Okay, so wild weather over the weekend, right? Man, those storms really rolled through on Saturday. Lots of video of winter-like weather. We're going to hear from a guy named Kevin in just a little bit in Douglas County. Because, man, this guy, Kevin, trying to make his way to his apartment complex and try driving through some pretty gnarly stuff. He was not successful, but he didn't panic.
I'm a bull rider. I ride bulls. So danger is my forte.
Yeah. He knows bulls.
He just wanted to say that.
So the rain was coming down so hard at my house and so fast and heavy, just blasting the back of the house, that one of my windows started leaking. It was pushing water through the window, and it made me discover that I've got a little bit of loose siding up there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So I know what I'll be doing this week.
It was one of those kind of storms.
Was like, it's coming through the window.
Yeah.
And we were having to pile towels up on the floor. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fun. Now I've got water in the walls.
And it is funny.
It was hurricane-like.
It was. It absolutely was. Because, like, I only, in my little apartment, I hear it hit the chimney. So I hear it go ting, ting. Ting, 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 ting. You know, like that's the sound I get. And so when it really started coming down, ding, 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 I was like, what is happening out there? So I went and looked out my window, and it was just white. You couldn't see anything. And then after, because that lasted, what, for about 10 minutes? Like, solid?
It did, yeah. I mean, it was like pouring over the eaves of the house.
I mean, it was intense. And when I went outside, it was like that. I mean, you looked on the sidewalk, and it looked like you were standing on a glacier. It was that high of ice. Like, it is just intense.
It's one of those ones where you stop everything you're doing and you just stand there and you're like, oh God, what is going to happen here?
Yeah. What more can you do?
I also enjoy going outside and putting the garage up and standing in the garage and just watching it all come down. And then you look across and it's like all the other dads in the neighborhood doing the same thing. Garages come up and they're like standing there, you know.
Arms crossed.
Having a Mickey Ultra.
Yeah, right. Well, this is going to damage the grass.
Yeah. We're all watching people run out, throw blankets on their cars.
I was sitting on my patio in my hammock. Just like, well, this is crazy.
It's when you're in a safe spot like that, like, it's kind of fun. It's almost refreshing, the smell of it all. And
when it's not wreaking havoc on your whole life, it's fun.
It's really, when it's not coming through your windows.
Yeah. And authorities reminding people, like, don't be like Kevin. Don't drive through that standing water. You're not going to make it.
No.
You know, baby Nana, do you hear that? Do not drive through standing water. Just in case she's out there listening. But more car stuff here. Did you see the 7 high-end sports cars that were stopped out in Clear Creek County? I guess it's not true then. They really
can pull us all over, just in case you're wondering. Highway 103 near Idaho Springs. So this was on Thursday. 7 supercars were stopped.
Awesome.
For going 40 miles an hour over the postal
limit. Oh, that's it?
And this was truly like a scene out of Fast and the Furious. And they only caught them going the 40 miles over. So cops pulled over a Maserati, 2 McLarens, 2 Lamborghinis, a Porsche, and a Nissan. That last one, it had to be like,
it was
a,
like
Nissan
a GTR.
GTR.
My Sentra.
It was a Pathfinder.
Because that is a supercar. That's
yes,
the one
the
Nissan
GTR is
a
like
supercar.
My favorite.
So I was like, but which one does not kind of belong,
that'd be funny.
Right?
It's a Nissan Rogue that was doing 213 miles an hour.
Nissan Leaf.
So funny. But yeah, they pulled them all over and it looked like what it was. It was one of those tours. Mm-hmm. So somebody like rented out those cars and then there was like a tour guide and he was guiding them through the mountains, but they were racing on these highways.
Well,
and,
they can handle it.
No, they can't. But you know who can't?
Usually there's
it?
A blocker up front, a guy like way ahead. Like,
that's who it was, but you still, it's still illegal, Jeremy. Because here's the thing.
But they
your
can
cars,
hug those curves.
Maybe they can, but they can't.
Oh, yeah.
But when a biker comes out of nowhere. Oh,
what's a biker
a
doing
moose,
on the highway?
When a moose tries to cross the highway.
There's no mooses.
That's where things happen. That's where things happen and problems
okay,
happen.
Mom.
No, for real,
all
though.
Right, Mom.
Do you know? When I was up in Idaho Springs not long ago,
hold up.
I was coming around the corner going very slow.
Hugging the heck out of those
I
curves.
Was, but there were big horns.
You just told us you
across.
Sped through the mountains with that guy in your car.
That doesn't, that's different. That's different.
Have you
that
ever?
That was on the interstate.
I have
that's
been on
different.
The highway going to an event and you fly by doing a $125.
That was in my old
car. I don't want to hear it.
I am humbled in this new car.
Okay,
and when I was
we're
up
done.
There, I'm a Chicago guy. I was still going the speed limit. I just got to it very quickly.
I was angry.
Okay?
I was angry.
I just got to the limit
I was
quickly.
Only doing 25
that's
over.
It.
You got no room to talk.